Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 6, and the week's topic is Marketing Tactic Insights. Today, our focus is Moments Matter, and works with truth number 38 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. The topic for today is Moments Matter. And this comes from Truth 38 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is Moments Matter. In the crazy busyness of life today, sometimes it feels hard to be in the moment, to recognize it, to really be present to what's happening as it happens. But the truth is, moments do matter. They matter for us as individuals, and they matter for our parishes, for our ministries, for our organizations. You know, we've talked about all the challenges we see with social media, but a clear benefit of social media is that it allows and actually even encourages us to be in the moment. And that's what we're going to explore a bit today. But before we do, let's start with the Bible verse that we used in the book. The Bible verse is Proverbs 25, verse 11, and it reads like this: A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a silver setting. To me, this verse so clearly describes being in the moment. If the words are fitly spoken, they stand out. They are at the right time. They are like the gold apples in the silver setting. But how do we get them to stand out? What does that look like for us and for our marketing, importantly? When we think of moments that matter, there are generally and broadly two types of moments that we typically gravitate towards: good moments and bad moments. When something beautiful or meaningful or wonderful occurs, we want to share. We want to join into the celebration. When something difficult or sad or tragic occurs, we typically want to be there in support and caring for those who are hurting. Social media allows your parish, your ministry, your school to chime in at the moment that things happen. But to chime in the moment implies a few things. First of all, you have to be very aware. You have to be watching social media. You have to know what's going on. You can't just all of a sudden jump in. You need to be aware of what's happening in the world. Secondly, you have to really understand your brand promise so that you can clearly discern if this particular moment that you're experiencing is something that will deeply connect with who you are. There's a lot of moments out there. Not all of them are going to be right for you to chime in on. And in order to know, you have to really understand that brand promise of yours, because that's going to help you know which moments are most appropriate for you to engage with as well. Third of all, you truly have to be ready. And when I say that, I mean your social media templates, for lack of a better word, need to be ready to go. That means you know how you like to post, you know which fonts you're going to use, where your logo belongs, what the look and feel is, what the colors are, you know all of that. So when the moment occurs, you can just jump right in and communicate and share about that moment. As I tape this today, I'm reflecting on the consecration the Pope made to Mary for Russia, Ukraine, and the world. That was a profound moment for all of us, and we were all witness to it. Many different parishes and organizations tapped into that moment and shared on social media. If you think back, can you recall who chimed in? What it looked like? Many chimed in with prayers and petitions to Mary. Some chimed in with schedules or how to participate. What you will notice is that people chimed in differently depending on the social media they were on. For those who were on Instagram, those users tend to share profound pictures. So you saw lots of pictures of Mary, of Our Lady of Fatima. Instagram is best for sharing photography. It's a visual medium that really communicates with different people, and it's a visual medium that conveys the message in most cases. If you were on Facebook, you may have been seeing that many of the users there were sharing the schedules. Facebook tends to be more of a community, and so as a community, they tend to share deeper information. They may try and create a community experience, and that's what many of the organizations yesterday were trying to do. For those of you who were on Twitter, Twitter users were probably telling you right in the moment what exactly was happening or where to go next for the best coverage. The point in all of this is that there was a very profound moment yesterday that truly mattered to all of us, and many people were trying to chime in. Those who did successfully were very well prepared. They knew which platform they were using and what would work best on that platform. They knew what they wanted to convey, and they were ready to jump in as things happen. Moments that matter are all around us. When we are prepared, we can join in. We can share our message as it connects with what is happening. We can be present to what is happening in the lives of others and show how we connect to that. And that, my friends, helps to really engage others. It helps to draw them in to your parish or to your ministry, because that is what people are looking for. They're looking for how they can connect with you. And by chiming in when the moments matter, they will be seeing and experiencing firsthand how what they're searching for connects with what you're offering. So draw people in. Use the words that you have to describe your brand promise. Share your message during the moments that matter, because those will be like apples of gold in a silver platter. And for them, that may be just the calling card that they need to reach out to you. As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, what are the types of moments that matter to your parish, your ministry, or your organization? Do you respond in the moment as they happen? Why or why not? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you again at our next podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.